We've been here so many times by now, 20, 30, 40, some of us in this church today, 70 or 80 times. Palm Sunday, the doorway into the most dramatic week of the church year, the most unseemly events that could ever beset a fellow human being, abandoned by his best friends, rejected by his religion, misunderstood by his country, sold for 30 pieces of silver by someone who watched him heal the sick and multiply loaves and fish and raise people from the dead. This week, there will be an arrest, a trial led by a weak governor manipulated by religious leaders. There will be a scourging, a crucifixion, and finally, there will be a burial. But then, the most astonishing thing will happen. Out of a complete disaster, out of total God-forsakenness, the greatest miracle of all time will take place, the resurrection. The one event on which all of this finds its meaning. Really, the singular moment on which all of salvation history finds its meaning. So this week is this incredible confluence of events and emotions, from awe and wonder at the Last Supper to total horror on Good Friday to the uncertainty and hopelessness of Saturday morning to the most wonderful surprise on Sunday. This week covers it all. So how can we wrap our hands around it? How can we possibly find a singular focus in this chaotic story? What can we latch onto that will keep us on course through the madness of this week and get us to Sunday morning? I came across something in my reading this week that I think does give this focus to Holy Week. It's a theological idea from the great Jesuit Father Karl Rahner, lived in the 1900s, worked with Joseph Ratzinger as a young priest. I think he gets it. He understands what is happening this week. He writes, now think about this week. Down into death, Christ has penetrated. He let himself be overcome by death so that death would gulp him down into the innermost depths of the world. In this way, having descended to the very womb of the earth, he could give the earth his divine life forever. In death, his sacred heart has become the beat of the innermost heart of the world. And down here, the earth sinks her roots into the power of Almighty God. Now, it is an earth that is transfigured, an earth that is set free, an earth that is untwisted, an earth that is forever redeemed from his death and futility. This is it. This is salvation history in miniature. What Father Rahner means by this is Christ has come down and not just touched us in our sin. In fact, he comes directly into our sin. The sinless one dives down into our sin, not to judge us or to damn us or to abandon us. It's just the opposite. The crucifixion and descent into hell of Friday and Saturday is for the express purpose of consecrating all of this as fallen as it might be, into his glory on Sunday. God, who has come into his masterpiece, will die so that he might consecrate his masterpiece by his own body and blood shed on the altar of the cross on Friday, and then resurrected into glory from the cave on Sunday. This is a great line. He goes down into the womb of the world so that he can recreate the world again in his glory. The Word that once spoke all that is into existence speaks again, not with words, but with his resurrection. This is Holy Week. This is what we ought to be thinking about as we try to piece together all of these random events that have very different emotions. They come together. It's as if you were to take the host and press it down into the earth, the consecrated body of Christ off the altar of the cross is pressed down into the earth so that the earth might be consecrated at the elevation of the Eucharist, his resurrection on Sunday. This is why Holy Week is the most important week of the year. It tells us all of salvation history in 7 days. And maybe in this way, Holy Week is the perfect week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.